At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be running backs. Welcome to the program. Dan and the Danettes. It's not the way the song goes, but maybe they should do a revised version there.
Alt lyrics.
Yes. We got some football to talk about. How about the NBA Summer League champion Cleveland Cavaliers? Yeah.
Your Cavs.
Yeah. Yeah. Isaiah Mobley, Evan Mobley's brother. He's the MVP. The Cavs win the Summer League. You know, it's almost like the first time you see your kid on ice skates and they're on the ice and they're falling down. They're just, that's what Summer League is. You're just watching and you're going, they're all out of control, it feels like. But it's entertaining, and I did watch at least some of the second half there, and I was entertained by it. But, you know, you're looking for that guy where you go, oh, I remember him, like Josh Hart. When Josh Hart was dominating the Summer League a couple of years ago, I'm like, Josh Hart is going to be a star. And then he wasn't a star, but he's a contributor to the Knicks. But you're watching and you're going, all right, let me see if I can follow that guy. Now, a lot of these guys, you go, whatever happened to? And I don't know, Isaiah Mobley, Evan Mobley's brother, both playing for the Cavs. Cavs, good young team, but it was fun watching last night. Yes, Marvin.
Nepotism gone right.
Yeah, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Evan said, you want me?
Yeah.
Isaiah better be on this team.
All right. 877-3DP Show, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle is @DP Show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Download the app and you can watch the program. Also, our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and all the other great cities that carry this program. Thank you. Those on chat row chatting, thank you. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls today. Got a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. All of that forthcoming. We're approaching a $1 billion Powerball. And I've been asked this before. We've addressed this before. If I won Powerball, would I be here the next day? And the answer is yes. I would be here for as long as I, you know, was allowed to. I think if you win that money, you're going to get bored. You're going to be like, I got to have something that there's some stability in my life. Now, I would want to disappear because of the amount of money that I made. But okay, let me pose this question. If you could win $1 billion in Powerball and everybody knew it, or you could win $25 million in Powerball.
And nobody knew?
Well, they wouldn't really care because it's $25 million. But $1 billion, everybody's going to know. Would you rather win $1 billion Powerball? Now, I know it sounds like it's an obvious answer, but is it? Seton, I'm going to start with you. Dang. You can win $1 billion, everybody knows it, or $25 million, and nobody knows it.
I'd probably take the 25 and nobody knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I thought it might be a little more thought-provoking, and Seton proved me correct. Yes, Todd?
I think I'm going to take the billion and then, I don't know, wear sunglasses and disguises and go to some island far away. And just...
Yeah, but you're going to go there and then you're going to go, I'm away from everybody and everything.
Probably.
I got sunglasses on and I'm on an island. Marvin, a billion or 25 million?
25, stay out my life.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Because when you get a billion, you're going to have a lot of friends. You're going to have issues. There's going to be security issues. I remember finding out about Billionaires Row at USC, that there were kids from billionaires, and they had security there on their floor.
And oh, on campus?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they had like six sons, I think, or kids from billionaires.
And they put them purposely in the same little wing.
Yes.
Because they had the same similar issues.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they had security on the floor with them. Yes.
So my son was just at a soccer camp, and one of the kids that was there was the son of a billionaire, like a Russian billionaire oligarch type guy, right?
Yeah.
And like my son would talk to this kid, and like he, like the first day that he was like, Dad, this kid's a, like his dad is a billionaire. And he wears Travis Scott's and he creases them. Like he has these like $1,500 sneakers that he wears like out in the rain. Oh. You know what I mean? Like he has like, the kid just has crazy money, and they would try to talk to him about like, oh, we took the train here. And the kid like just had no comprehension of, he's just like, what? We took a helicopter.
Yeah.
He just lived in a totally different stratosphere.
Paulie, 25 million or a billion?
This is a great question, because I think the obvious is I'll take the big money, but I would be really nervous as a family man of what $1 billion could do to a family. I like to think that we're a very stable family, and I think everyone does. But man, does money change people or people around you?
Yes.
What if your wife wants to do this with the billion and you want to do that with the billion? And I don't know. You're asking me the question. I would take the billion and give most of it away quickly.
Yeah, but people don't realize you're giving it away.
I know. I'd still be a target.
And they're still, yes, you're going to be a target.
Yeah. There is something very scary about winning $1 billion.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes.
You don't think about it like that, but it is. It's kind of terrifying.
Right, because what's that first week like with you and your family? Do the kids still go to school? Am I getting up at 7 to get our kids ready?
I know. That's when you say to your kid, come on, you got to put the work in there. Come on. Where's your work ethic? And like, Dad, you're a billionaire. I don't need to do jack bleep. Yes, Todd.
But Warren Buffett, Steve Ballmer, Cuban, Oprah, among others, they seem to be doing okay and seem to be in a happy state of mind. We all know.
Yeah, but you don't know what their world is like.
No, but we all know that they're billionaires, and we all know that they have at least $1 billion, and they seem, unless they're putting on an act, they look like they're enjoying life and don't seem too stressed.
Yeah, Seton.
But they didn't have it dropped in their lap overnight. That's different. You know, they earned their money. Earned is a funny word. They made that money. And you know, that happens over a period of time. Whereas if you woke up tomorrow and had $1 billion and you're like, yeah, why not spend $15 million on samurai swords? Right. You know, like, right. You're just like, yeah, why not? That seems like a good idea. You know, it's, you don't do that when you've slowly obtained that money.
Yes, Paulie.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The overnight sensation thing would be too much too soon. I'm sure Mark Cuban was a millionaire first for a couple of years. I heard he was well off. I think he's told us he wasn't like, you know, destitute. And then when he got the big $1 billion payout, he was rich, and then he went ultra rich.
This program brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Stat of the day is always brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paul?
When you're a billionaire, do you have a normal bank account like everybody else with like a debit card and you go to the ATM to get cash?
Well, I've asked Mark Cuban, how many times would you go, you're out having beers with your buddies, yeah, and they're like, come on, let's go to the ATM. Come on, let's see what your balance is.
But does Mark drive up to a bank in Dallas and I need a couple grand to have on me, or does he have a guy who goes and gets a box of cash and it's on his property when he needs it?
I wonder if they give him an ATM that's at his house.
Yeah. Like, no, I think that's a real question.
Yeah, like, I'd like to have an ATM at my house if I could, please. All right.
You know, it's a fun thing to do,
yeah,
sometimes.
What?
You don't necessarily have to do it, but if you're in a major city and you go to an ATM, look at the receipts that you know how people you get
leave
a receipt,
them behind
people that leave behind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you're like, oh my God, this person's got $5 million in their bank account.
I have pulled up and there was a receipt that was hanging out and it was like for $721. And I went, I've been there. When there was less money in there than $721.
I've been there when there was a minus in front of the number. Minus? How can you have, I owe that money?
All right, we'll get to, what's the poll question, by the way, that we're going to have here, Seton O'Connor?
Well, I mean, we could start with, do you want $1 billion publicly or $25 million anonymously?
Okay.
That's a solid question.
Yeah. Because what would you do, what does $1 billion let you do that maybe $25 million wouldn't let you do?
You could buy a sports team, theoretically. Not an NFL team, but...
Even then, $1 billion, I don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Could be a minority owner for $1 billion.
Yeah.
Get like 30% of it, maybe.
Yeah.
You rent a jet, you own a jet.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
I don't think I'm going to be that busy, though, that I need to own a jet.
Yeah. You know, people say, you know, you should lease it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like...
That's the best thing to do. Lease it. Yeah, I'm pulling.
Or you buy a jet and lease it to other millionaires. I think that's like, remember you asked Warren Buffett.
Other billionaires.
Yeah. You asked Warren Buffett, what's his luxury item? He says his jet on call because that saves him time, which is the one thing you can't buy.
Fair question, man. Perfect bracket.
I do love Warren Buffett's voice.
I'm going to go get some ice cream, and I like to do that in Omaha.
Opens up an IRA account.
You ask, how do you get rich? I don't know. You get rich.
I have one car. Why would I need eight cars?
Yeah, Warren Buffett doesn't live the way we want our billionaires to live. Because I've been by his house in Omaha, and you're like, if you said, all right, which one's Warren Buffett's house, you'd never guess it.
And it's amongst houses,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yes. What, Todd?
He seems like someone that wouldn't be afraid to tell like, a good friend or a family member, no, I'm not giving you any money. This is my money. I don't care how many billions I have.
If you put Tim Kirchin in the room with Warren Buffett, how's that going to sound? How about the 1899 Cleveland Spiders?
Well, it's 9 triples in a row.
Ross Tucker, our good buddy from Westwood One, will join us. The dilemma that is the running back position in the NFL, because yesterday Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs did not sign long-term extensions prior to the deadline, so they will play on the franchise tag of just over $10 million for the 2023 season. I'm not sure why we feel bad for the running back position. And I'm thinking... And the more I thought about it yesterday, and I'm hearing a lot of people talk about it, is the nostalgia of what running backs used to mean to us. But you're thinking, and I grew up with Jim Brown for the Cleveland Browns. You got to see these great running backs. The game was predicated on having a great running back. Your quarterback complemented your running back. Now it's the other way around. But I don't know when it changed, but... It felt like once it changed, it wasn't going back. You also have a plethora of running backs who are in offenses with quarterbacks who can run. I mean, Jalen Hurts can run. Lamar Jackson can run. Patrick Mahomes can run. Josh Allen can run. Therefore, they're diminishing the running back also with the number of carries that you have. Let's say you have a running back who carries the ball 250 times. And you have a wide receiver who catches the ball 100 times. Now, a lot of times those receivers don't get hit. A running back is getting hit on just about every play, and maybe by more than just one player. You just add it all up. The body can only take so much, and you become disposable. I know that people have suggested this. We suggested this a long time ago. What if we give running backs a 3-year contract? When you come out in the draft 3 years, then you're still in your prime and you can renegotiate. And I'm thinking, okay, if you're an owner, do you think you're going to go, yep, I'm going to sign up for that? This is the solution. And if you have a solution, I would love to hear it. Because all we've heard is the problem with the running back position. The solution we came up with is have a salary cap that is separate for quarterbacks. Then maybe you can spread the wealth. Now, once again, it gets back to, if you're an owner, are you going to sign up for this? And the answer is, you're not. Until they unionize the running back position or the players association, or let's say you walked into a locker room and you walked in there today or tomorrow when everybody shows up and say, hey, would everybody be willing to take 1% less of their paycheck? We want to pay our running back. Let's say you're asking the Giants, do you want to give up 1% because we want to pay Saquon Barkley? Probably not going to happen, right? If they're honest, they'll probably be like, can we do this anonymously? And the answer would be no. But we've gotten to that position, that place, where we don't need running backs. We like them, and there's only a few that make a difference. And I found it interesting that these two running backs play for teams. Their quarterbacks desperately need production from Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley. Danny Dimes, he needs Saquon Barkley. Josh Jacobs with Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be very valuable. But Jacobs had 49, almost 50% of his team's touches last year. Just under 50%, highest of any player. Barkley, 40%. He ranked third. Derrick Henry, 36%. Like, these are big numbers, but it feels like, then you look at teams that are successful. Look at the Chiefs. Even look at what the Buccaneers did. Look at what the Patriots did. Successful teams winning championships. They didn't have great running backs. I mean, Leonard Fournette's a good running back, but he's still looking for a job now. Zeke Elliott had four of the most productive years a running back's ever had. He's looking for a job. Derrick Henry is a dinosaur. He's an anomaly. I mean, Bijan Robinson, I love him. I think he's a talented player, but would I take him in the top five? Saquon Barkley, I signed off on that when they took him number two overall because I thought he is what Eli Manning needs at the end of his career. And I thought that defense that they had revamped was going to be great. Therefore, he could be the missing piece and the Giants could go back and make a Super Bowl run. Didn't work out that way. But Saquon Barkley, he gives you two great years, and then he's got 2 years where he's banged up. But that's the position. Tony Pollard with the Cowboys. Well, he made Zeke Elliott expendable, but he's coming back from an injury. And he finally got paid with $10 million. Now, it's different for him than it is Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley. Yeah, Paul.
If you look at it, the first-round running back selection may still happen because it gives you total control as a franchise. Like, they got Saquon Barkley for a total of, what, five seasons at $38 million. You know, that was pretty much a bargain. Yeah. And that's a high-end running back. Bijan Robinson's going to just crank it out for Atlanta for 5 years. It's a second contract. It's almost impossible to get a second contract.
Let's take a break. We'll settle on our poll question here. Phone calls are always welcome as we lament the running back position. Does anybody feel bad for the middle linebacker? Exactly. No one does. That used to be the position, the linebacker. Got to have a great middle linebacker. Or a safety. Got to have a great safety. But the running back, we it's nostalgia, fantasy, you know, all of those things kind of lumped in there that we feel bad for the running back position. We'll take a break. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Time to fire up the Traeger grill. Well, not right now, but summer's in full swing. Traeger.com, and you're going to go to next level cooking. You are grilling. If you're out camping or fishing and you want something, even tailgating, you can do it with Traeger. The all new Ironwood is a beast. I mean, that thing should have like a license plate on it. I went out there and looked at it the other day. I go, this thing is big.
It's a tank.
It is. And then the Flat Rock flat top grill. It'll change your life because I got three different cooking zones there. You combine both of those and you are going to be the king of the Traeger hood. Whatever grill you decide on, the controls will be simple, convenient, allowing you to impress your guest the next time you fire something up. Make sure you visit Traeger.com and see what's cooking in the Traeger hood. And don't forget, use DP Show at checkout for free shipping. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. You know, sometimes you start watching something, and then you go, how did I get here? I was watching the Wham documentary last night, George Michael, before he went solo. He was in the band Wham, and they had a run. They had a run there, what was that, in the 80s? And then all of a sudden, George went on his own. That was 85, 86, something like that. But Wham was a big thing. Yeah, Paul.
The other guy in Wham, no offense, but his name, Andrew Ridgely, correct?
He did some Formula One racing.
He did real well with Wham money?
I think he's estimated worth is $40 million.
Okay. So, but he's not the famous guy. Like, he's the other guy.
Yes.
That's not the worst thing to be in the world. Like, if you do well, George Michael, I'm sure, made hundreds of millions.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think
that dude, Andrew, seems like a really good dude, though. Like, just based on the documentary and, like, the things that he was saying, seems like a really nice guy.
And when they parted ways, he realized that George Michael had more talent. He was a better songwriter, you know, obviously charismatic singer. And he decided, I think, to race Formula One. And he's still alive. He's in his 60s. But he was a large part of the documentary. Yes, Marv.
The fact that George Michael wrote Careless Whisper at like 17 wild.
I know. That's wild.
I know.
Yeah.
And then you hear the demo and then you realize, wow, and everybody passed on it. That's why when it comes to music, it's weird how you get everybody passing on something, and then there's always one person who goes, you know, I'm hearing something different. And that's the beauty of music, is you hear something different than somebody else does. I just got an email from one of our listeners. I had an employee who worked for me who won $88 million in Powerball. He went nuts, bought cars, houses, jewelry. He's now broke. Okay.
It happens.
It does.
It happens more often than you think.
Yeah.
They get people like where they, there's like these like predator type people where you'll get, take loans off of your future lottery winnings and stuff like that. And then you get more in debt somehow because you're borrowing against your own winnings. That's like, it just gets really ugly.
But it's up to almost $1 billion. Now, are we going in collectively?
We could do that.
Because Pauly wanted to go rogue.
Well, I think my wife is going to buy tickets at some point.
Oh.
I want to be forthcoming.
I think that we need to collectively get the backroom guys, everybody all together, as we've done before, and put in
$10? $10 a man.
Heck yeah.
What are our odds?
Oh, now they're high. We all put in 10?
I like how it gets to a certain level and you go, okay, now I would do Powerball. Like, what is that number where you go, all right, now you got my interest?
$500 million.
That's when your curiosity is peaked.
So the local networks start running
stories. You know, it's like $100 million and you're like, nah. So my odds are even worse by going up to $1 billion. But you're like, let's do it. Yeah, Paul.
If you win the lottery, do you tip out the gas station you buy it from, or do they get a chunk of dough?
I think they get paid, too.
They get paid, yeah.
Oh, so it's not like a casino in Vegas where you tip out the dealer.
No, they get paid.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just like part of the rules.
Right. Yeah.
But you got to give them a little something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would. But what would the tip be? If you won $1 billion.
So if we won $1 billion right now, and then you take the payout.
Yeah.
And then after taxes.
Yeah.
You probably end up with like about $315 million.
Yeah. Ugh.
Oh, that's it?
Waste of time.
Oh.
Yeah. So then, and then when you split it amongst the 12 of us.
I can't live happily ever after. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
You give them like 50 scratch-off tickets? Is that reasonable?
Okay.
We'd each get like $25 million. That's a crazy amount of money.
Okay, but who leaves?
That's a crazy amount of money.
Who still stays to do the job?
What time window are we talking about?
Got to give at least 2 weeks notice, no? Is that how it works?
Like finish out 2023? Or just
No, you
stay
have
on?
To sign up for as long as I'm here. Because I'm not leaving. If we win the lottery and you get $25 million, Marvin, you go first. Paul, you go first.
Oh, that's easy. I'm staying.
All right.
I don't have any hobby. Like, I play basketball in the afternoons.
And you do that here
and
during commercial breaks?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the hell am I going to do?
Okay. Seton, are you staying or going?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I'm, no, I'm staying.
It doesn't hurt my feelings. It won't hurt my feelings if you say that you're going
to
go.
Would it be worse to be lied to?
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather you just said, you know what? I'm out of here. Pauly?
$25 million?
Yeah.
Oh. I think $1 billion might be different. I would say I'd probably do a few more months. And
No. You got to sign up for as long as I'm here.
Oh, then to be candid and honest,
yes,
no.
Just, yeah, that's all.
No.
It's all right.
I might as well be first.
Yeah, that's asking a lot to lock yourself in when you can just kind of do whatever. But I would be concerned that I would get very, very obese laying around just eating cheese.
What are you going to do?
That's what I'm saying. I'd probably be laying around watching adult entertainment, eating bad foods and drinking soda.
But you do that now.
I do, but I would have way much more time if I had no other responsibilities than to just focus on that.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, Mark.
Can we move the show back? Like a 12 p.m. start.
Oh, that would help.
Mm.
And to Italy.
Now, see there.
You move this show to noon in
Well, how about we just go to Dublin and we're there from 2 until 5 in the afternoon.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
As long as I can bring the squad, I'm in.
Who's in the squad?
Oh, my wife and my son.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's, yeah,
okay.
The people that live in my house.
Okay, all right.
$25 million, Marv. You could have a squad here. You could have a squad there.
Yeah, you could have a squad in a couple places. Who's who, what's what?
No. Because that $25 million,
it goes down.
Your family would be Dublin.
Ireland work.
Okay.
Ireland's work.
Rick in South Carolina. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's happening, Dan? I was just going to call to kind of put it in perspective before people made their decisions on the $25 million or the billion. With I had a professor describe the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire in college, and it's always stuck with me. It's a pretty good comparison. So if you turn your dollars into seconds on a time clock, a million seconds is 11 days. That's how long it'd take you to count your money, I guess. a billion seconds is 31 years. So I'm probably going to go with being a billionaire. And I don't even know how you get in touch with a billionaire. So I think I'm pretty safe on people bugging me.
All right. Well, thank you, Rick. Yeah, I had heard that comparison with a million to a billion. Like the number of years it would take if you're counting. Mm. Yes, Todd.
But everyone's going to ask you for money, and you're going to have to hide and wear a disguise, and they're going to come after you because you have $1 billion.
Wait, what are you saying?
That's like my little facetious for like the panic of like having $1 billion.
Oh, okay.
That like you'd have to find a way to get some happiness in your life with the burden of $1 billion in your
money life. Can't buy happiness.
That's what they say.
Yeah, it can rent it, but can't buy it.
It's a pretty nice boat.
By the way, Todd has his passive-aggressive poll questions. Would you like to present them?
Why not?
Okay. Let's have some fun.
The Giants, Raiders, and Cowboys, did the right thing by not giving the running backs the bag, will regret not signing their rushers to big long-term deals, reminded us that ball carriers are extremely replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
Take your pick.
All right. I wouldn't put Tony Pollard in there because Pollard didn't get paid before, got the franchise tag of $10 million, and he's coming back from a bad injury here. What else, Todd?
What would make SEC media days more engaging to the average fan?
Okay.
Coaches have to arm wrestle one another. Schools have to divulge exactly what they're giving each player in NIL cash and prizes. Truth serum administered to coaches who are asked how they really feel about one another. That could be a lot of fun.
I'd say all of those. I would love if they wrestled each other. Not arm wrestle, but they put on their onesie, their unitard, and they got in there, you know, Jimbo Fisher going against Lane Kiffin.
A little mud wrestling for the females? Maybe. I don't know if they'd be into that.
No, we're not doing that. Yes, Paul.
I think we can expect a kind of benign, quiet SEC media days. After last year, remember last year, this time last year with Lane Kiffin and
Jimbo Fisher
and Nick Saban?
Yeah.
I'm sure Greg Sankey said, hey, everyone, let's play nice, move on through this, and get to the weekend.
Fritzy also said, what do you call it, the British Open or the Open Championship?
Let's just call it the British Open. Stop it. Snobbying up the sport. You got the Open Championship.
Yeah, when did it become the Open Championship?
A final
or
at Wimbledon.
Or was it always the Open Championship? We called it the British Open because
we
have our own Open Championship. It should be the British Open Championship to us, while in Europe they can call it the Open Championship at Royal Liverpool. Yes, Paul.
Back in the day, was the U.S. Open called the Open?
Yes.
Like, were they both called the Open? Like, I'm talking 100
years ago. It was
called
the U.S. Open and the British Open.
Okay.
Yeah.
But over there, they call it the Open Championship.
The Open Championship.
Just call it the British Open.
Thank you, Todd.
Very dramatic.
Thank
pause.
You, Todd. I know. Andrew in Washington. Good morning, Andrew. Welcome back.
Good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I got a couple of things, but get well soon to contributor to the show, Jeff Passan, who had a tree fall on his back. He broke a few vertebrae, so I hope he's feeling better. Real quick, I'd rather take the $25 million. According to the other caller, I could count my money for 275 days. That's plenty, and then I'll just start spending it and make it last. A great running back is not needed for ultimate success, and we feel sorry for them because of the amount of wear and tear they take compared to other offensive positions and how much of the load they're still counted on carrying but are easily replaceable. So that's my running back take. I do have a Perplex the Prince question. You know, that game show has been just on fire this last week. So I had another question for Marvin the Prince.
Okay, here we go. Marvin's been on fire.
Okay. Until Sabrina Ionescu had 37 points in a single round, to win the NBA, the WNBA three-point contest, Steph Curry and this player were tied at 31 points for most in a single three-point contest round. Who's that player?
Marvin?
Can I just get one hint?
It's happened in the past 5 years.
And this is is this an NBA player?
NBA player.
Okay, all right, okay. Not, maybe there was a trick question there. You got one, Marv?
This is tough. I'm going to say Dame Lillard.
Close. I kind of got you on this one because it happened just this year with 31 points for Tyrese Halliburton.
Okay. All right, well, thank you there, Andrew. Tyrese Halliburton, one of my favorite players. Yes, Marv.
He is.
Yes.
From your he's on the Pacers now.
Yes, he was my Sacramento Kings.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who's your team this year, by the way? Is it your Cavs?
No, my Cavs were last year.
Oklahoma City's your team,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Now that the Cavs have won a title, you're off them?
Yeah. Yeah, they won a summer league title.
Like a band that becomes cool.
Well, LeBron wants to go back there now.
LeBron never led him to a summer league title.
No, he did not. Oklahoma City is going to be my team this year. Chet Holmgren, looking good in the summer league.
He's back.
Yeah.
84 draft picks coming up.
I know. They've got every... You imagine that the Oklahoma City Thunder are on the clock. And that could be like five picks in a row. You know, the commissioner, the Oklahoma City Thunder are on the clock for the next hour. Yeah, Paulie.
The Thunder have four first-rounders next year. I got to check this. Four first-rounders in 2024.
They're going to end up with Bronny James. By the way, I was watching basketball last night.
Same. I have no life. That's right.
I was watching high school basketball.
Oh, where?
So Bronny, it was on the mothership. So Bronny's brother, Bryce, was playing. You had Carmelo's son, and you had Carlos Boozer's two sons. One of them is, he's 6'9". He looks like he's ready to play in the NBA. Zach Cameron?
Yeah, he was National Player of the Year this past year as a sophomore.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks refined. Yeah. But Melo's son, go figure, has a really nice jumper. Bryce shoots better. Bryce and Bronny have better form than LeBron. They do. They have a better looking jumper. And then do you see where LeBron is? He's going to give up number 6 and go back to number 23 in tribute to Bill Russell. I'm surprised they haven't retired number 6 throughout the NBA. And I don't know if we're going down a rabbit hole where you decide whose number would you retire throughout the NBA with Bill Russell, with what he did, what he meant to the league, the players, social issues? Would you ever retire Jordan's number 23? Or do you think players should consciously retire it by not taking it? Yeah, Paul.
Or vice versa. Make 6 a number that people want to have, and people say, why'd you pick 6? Because of Bill Russell. Like, I wonder if Bill Russell would have wanted it still out there.
I'm sure Bill Russell wouldn't want it retired.
Humble
like
guy.
Jerry West doesn't, you know, they were like, talk about the logo. And Jerry doesn't want to talk about the logo. But I'm wondering if the NBA goes to a different logo at some point. And if you do, can you do a logo? Jordan's already co-opted the logo, but he did it for business reasons. You know, Jerry West never got paid for being the logo. Can you imagine if they ever admitted that Jerry West was the logo, all of the merchandise that has the logo on it?
You would think that he'd win a lawsuit, don't you?
I would think.
Let's say you put a bunch of basketball, casual basketball fans of a certain age in a jury pool. You say, who is that? And that's how you decide the case.
Well, they might not know. You'd have to be an NBA player, but he is referred to as the logo. But I don't think he ever got compensated for that. And there is a picture of Jerry, an actual picture that they took the logo from. So they're like, there's no mistaking. But, you know, Jerry is not litigious where he's going to go, I want to get paid. Yeah, Paulie.
The spokesman for the NBA was asked about this years ago under the David Stern era. He says there is no record that the NBA based the logo on Jerry West.
Oh, God. Stop.
The NBA has never admitted that it's about him.
Well, they can't. How much do you think that he would be entitled to?
Yeah, like a songwriter, and anytime his logo's out there.
Yeah. All right, let me take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. We have our play of the day in the On Deck Circle back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it! Play it
and play it. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
There's a fly ball, left center field. Did he get it off? He flips the bat. Bader's at the wall. It's gone. It's tied. Shohei Ohtani, his 35th home run. And it's 3-3. Stepanek gets a long drive. Base hit. Down the left field line. Walks around third.
Shohei Homer, Stefanik, the walk-off RBI. The Angels have four walk-off wins this season. That's courtesy of Bally Sports West. Kind of a premature bat flip by Shohei Ohtani. Doesn't show a lot of emotion. What if that was warning track power? It was opposite field, but did Homer. And it was a 1-2 pitch. He had a man on. It's a 1-2 pitch. I can't give him anything to hit. Oh, drives me crazy with these managers overmanaging analytics. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all. Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts. Start or continue your collection now at paniniamerica.net. update the poll results if you can, Seton.
Yeah, Dan, we asked, would you rather have $1 billion publicly or $25 million anonymously?
Okay.
Right now it's pretty close. It's 54% say $1 billion publicly.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. You take your shot with it. Then you're going to have all kinds of friends. You're going to have security issues. You'll have scammers. You'll be a target for a while. Quite a long while, I would think. Eric in Florida. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind today?
Great show. And thank you for it. Just a question, Dan. If you won the billion, would any part of you want to help out ESPN through the difficulty it's currently having?
Dang.
That's funny, Eric. Thank you. Yeah. No. I mean, sorry people lost their jobs, but blame that on Disney, ESPN. The better you got, the more you got paid, the more vulnerable you were or are there at the mothership, except for just a couple of people. You know, Pat McAfee and Stephen A., that's about it. Everybody else feels like they're vulnerable there. Let's see. James in New York. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I was just thinking about the running back stuff. What about if you allow a team to allocate a player or two that if they get hurt, it's wiped off the books, their salary? Because I don't think they care about the money. It's more about that he's going to eat up the salary cap if he gets hurt.
You know, that's not a bad suggestion there, but I just don't think these owners don't want to overpay. Now, we might look at this as being collusion. I think it's just being a smart business owner. I think that's what this is. They've been guilty of collusion before, but I think they're just looking at the position and saying, do we really need to pay this person that kind of money? And it feels like all of the owners are doing the same financial playbook here, and that is we're not going to overpay at that position. And I think because we're caught up in nostalgia, we're like, oh, man, the running back, they don't get paid. No. Maybe they got overpaid before because they were so integral to having a successful offense. The middle linebacker, did he get overpaid? You know, you got Fred Warner, who plays for the Niners, who's awesome, but nobody knows him. Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher, you know him. Well, you know, the defenses have changed because you don't need that middle linebacker because you don't care about that running back. The middle linebacker and the running back were tied together. You needed that middle linebacker to keep an eye on the running back, but you don't anymore. Therefore, now I need edge rushers. I got to put pressure on the quarterback. The fact the quarterbacks are running more. Do you need, you know, Daniel Jones is obviously not as dangerous as Saquon Barkley, but he is a dangerous runner. He had a lot of runs over 10 yards this year. I don't know the exact number, but you have all of these quarterbacks who are the ability to be able to run now. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, anytime there's a massive jackpot, I always have this question, and I feel stupid because I must be the only one in America who doesn't get this, but why is the general assumption is take the lump sum? You could have a 20-year contract for $50 million a year. Why would you give half of it up right off the bat by getting the rest of the money up front? I don't get it. I would take the $25 million, or the $50 million for 20 years.
Well, I think it depends on your age, Doug, where if you're maybe in your 70s that you want the money right now. Yes, Eden.
I think you take the money up front because then you can make more money with that money rather than have it spread out over the 20 years or whatever. If you take, say you win this $1 billion and then the payout is $500 million, then you end up with like $325 million, you could then make money off of that money that would be larger than what the annuity would be.
But Powerball would make money off your money if you didn't take that payout, right? Because that money is with...
I don't know. I don't know what that meant.
Call us for your financial advice.
No, Powerball has the money.
Powerball has... the other thing, too, that makes me nervous is what if they go bankrupt or something?
If Powerball goes bankrupt?
Yeah, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, hold up. You guys still owe me $200 million. What happened? Sorry.
I saw that movie with Bryan Cranston and Annette Bening.
Oh, that's a good movie.
And they found a loophole. It's based off a true story where they found a loophole in a lottery system in Michigan, I think. And they basically helped finance the renovation of a town.
Jerry and Marge Go Large.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, I watched it the other day.
Yeah.
All right, 1 hour in the books, 2 more to go. Our good buddy Ross Tucker will join us on the program. Get to more phone calls as well. We're back after this. One more item as we close out hour one, Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. In fact, we invite you to check out their brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. They're available in packs or Panini's public auctions located on the site. You get the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. These are the official products of the NFL, UFC, NBA, FIFA, World Cup, and collegiate sports. The newly released released NFL and NBA prism packs. Make sure you check those out. And more of your favorite Panini brands now available as NFTs. And keep an eye out on the Panini NFT platform. New features coming next month, and the only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. Visit nft.paniniamerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.